Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Jimmy Himes along with Vince Ferrara, and we're very pleased now to be joined by Bill Hancock, Executive Director, College Football Playoffs. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jimmy. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I hope that this week will not be as hectic for you as it was last week.
It doesn't feel like July, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't, does it? Bill, I did want to ask you this. It appears, obviously, there are a couple of conferences that are going to be playing fewer games. There could be other conferences that follow suit. And I saw where Brad Edwards with ESPN said that because you're playing fewer games, that he thinks it might be wise for the college football playoff to expand from four teams to six or eight. Is that feasible at all?
We haven't talked about it. It's something that's not on the table. Feasible... it's hard to even say if you haven't discussed anything whether it's feasible or not. But I know that we're all interested in getting the season going, and that's our focus right now.
I would obviously you have agreements with TV partners, you have agreements with bowl games, and it seems that I don't know how ironclad they are or how flexible they would be. You said you hadn't talked about it, but do you have any idea of the flexibility of your TV partners or your bowl partners?
Really don't. We're just sticking to our guns and planning on the event that we have scheduled. But we will be flexible and we'll deal with whatever comes at us.
Bill, what are some of the things in terms of scenarios and being ready for them that it, at least maybe you guys have thought of, if it's not in fledged meeting form, in terms of what could potentially happen with all of the unknowns?
Well, Vince, I think everything you've read about, we're thinking the same way that people are. Everybody's thinking about a delayed season, an interrupted season, a season later on in the spring. Nothing's off the table, but our goal right now is let's get to the point where we can have a season this fall as scheduled. And frankly, I think if the country can get its act together, back on social distancing and wearing masks and doing what the CDC told us to do 3 months ago, I think there's a darn good chance of that.
What, and I know this is a hypothetical, I totally realize that. However, there's a chance with the pandemic really hitting different areas of the country at a different degree than others, that maybe not everyone is going to be on the same playing field in terms of what their resume is and number of games or difficulty. They might have had to alter games along the way. Do you have a vision of how that might play out in terms of how you look at teams if their resumes aren't on equal footing like they may normally be?
Yeah, Vince, it's a good question. And this is why we have a committee that's composed of 13 experts. They can study the teams, evaluate, discern, and make decisions. That part of the committee's mission hasn't changed. The fundamental part of the committee's mission hasn't changed.
Bill, you mentioned about a lot of things on the table, including a spring season. How problematic would that be for you to arrange a playoff after a spring football season?
Well, and my position here is to be thinking about the playoff. Mm-hmm. Others will make decisions about the season itself. And from our perspective, we can have a playoff at the end of whatever season there is, whenever and whatever season there is.
And also, you mentioned your experts, your 13 experts on the committee. I know that people have talked about in the past the eye test. It would seem as though the eye test might be more important when you're playing conference games only. You don't have the ability to see how an SEC team did against the Pac-12 or how a Big Ten team did against the ACC. So do you think that is going to play a greater factor in the decisions of the committee on trying to whittle it down to four teams?
A big part of the committee's conversation every year has been what they observe by watching video. Mm-hmm. That's one of the chief benefits of having the committee itself. in that it can, these are football people who can sit back and watch video to help evaluate the teams. Obviously, we never had that in the BCS days. And so that's one of the things we knew would be better about the CFP right off the bat would be having those experts that can look at video and say, hey, I've seen them. I watched them. They're fast. They're strong. They're quick. All the things that football people see. And again, that part of the committee's work this year will not be changed. That fundamental part will not be changed.
Bill, you talk about the studying of the video to help you form opinions on teams, but I know some that are old school still like to go to some games whenever they can and witness and watch teams in person. How much of that has typically happened in the past, and how different could that be this year?
We haven't done any of that. We joked about when we started the committee that we're not going to put them in red blazers and send them to stadiums around the country. I'm, of course, referring to our good friends in the bowl business.
Right.
But these people learn about the teams from watching on video. You know, an AD, of course, will see his team play against their opponent, of course, when they're by the nature of their jobs on Saturdays. But our committee's evaluation has been done on video.
If the scenario plays out of all the Power Five conferences playing all only conference games, could that make it maybe a little bit easier to differentiate teams, because now you have more of a leveling off of the schedules if that's the scenario that plays out?
Oh, I don't want to get into hypotheticals. There's too many to address. Wish I could head down that path, but it's not productive.
Our guest, Bill Hancock, Executive Director, College Football Playoff. Bill, have you had any meetings or discussions with your selection committee lately?
I'm talking to the individual members all the time. You know, for them to have had a discussion in, I'll say, May, for example, wouldn't have done any good, because things seem to change every week or so on this. And May, June, last week, the answer to that is the same. We're just waiting to find out what we're going to be dealing with.
I'll add,
obviously, like you and every fan and coach and player in America, we're hoping to have a regular, normal season schedule-wise. I don't think anything about the season will be normal, so don't get me wrong, we'll have plenty of challenges. But we're hoping to have normal committee meetings and the season end and the championship game January 11th. And if we don't, we'll be ready for whatever comes down.
When do you typically have your first meetings? Are they in early October?
The first meeting to choose teams will be November 3rd.
November 3rd, okay. All right.
Hey, and also, you're probably aware of this, but there's something else will be happening in this country on November 3rd, on Tuesday, November 3rd. Some other decisions will be made on that day.
Does that word start with an E?
It starts with an E.
Well, we've got an election and a C-election. So we'll see how we do with that.
Right.
Bill, do you think it's easier for a selection committee to make a decision on the best four teams when they have more games to decipher? Does that help them, do you think?
The more opportunities you have to look at a team, the better for any committee in any sport. That's an interesting question, because throughout the CFP, we've had teams that have had different numbers of games on their schedule.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Remember the first year when the Big 12 didn't have a championship game, and you know, we know we've had teams that lost games to Hurricanes, and I don't think the committee missed a beat by having those different lengths of seasons. But yeah, the more number of games played, the better.
I'm going to throw a somewhat hypothetical at you. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to try anyway. I have seen at times with the NCAA Men's Basketball Committee that if there is a key player that is injured, like in a conference tournament, and he's not available, it can affect their seeding. It could affect where they put them in the tournament. I just wonder from the selection committee situation, if there's an outbreak at a particular school, if that could perhaps impact whether that team gets a seeding or not.
You know, you probably remember, Jimmy, that when I was director of the Final Four of the NCAA tournament, we had that very issue with
yes.
the great player from Cincinnati, Kenyon Martin.
Exactly.
And remember,
That's what I'm thinking.
Cincinnati was, they were going to be a number one seed probably, and he broke his leg in the conference, semifinals, I think. And the committee had to adjust, and our committee would adjust also. And through the years, they've always looked at player availability as a factor. Did a team not perform as well in week four? And in week four, did they happen to have three offensive linemen on the sidelines?
Yeah.
And that has been a tool that the committees use every year, and they will continue to use that tool.
All right. Well, that's exactly what I was and the Kenyon Martin thing is exactly what I was thinking about is what led me to ask you that question. So,
yeah, hey, Bill, I'll tell you, that was quite a few days for the 2 days for the basketball committee when we learned that he had broken his leg and then trying to figure out how to seed them. But, you know, seed them based on what they had done during the season all makes sense, except they weren't going to be the same team as they had been all season.
Right.
That was a real challenge.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that challenge will not present itself to your selection committee this year, but we shall see. Hey, Bill, thank you so much. I do appreciate you rescheduling for us. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your comments. And hopefully we will, next time we talk to you, be talking about the teams that are in a college football playoff.
Appreciate well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Jimmy and Vince, thank you for having me on. Y'all take care.
Bill, thank you. Really appreciate that. Bill Hancock, Executive Director, College Football Playoff.